prospects for drought relief in the Central Plains are not very bright. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. States in the High Plains region of the country have received very little precipitation this fall, and current forecasts are not indicating any significant increase in precipitation this winter to reverse the drought that's impacting the region. Nebraska state climatologist Al Dutcher tells Brownfield it's going to take an exceptionally wet pattern in Nebraska next spring to have a decent shot at reducing the drought.
We're critically tied to fall and spring soil moisture recharge in order for us to feel comfortable that our dryland environment in the eastern one-third of the state has a respectable chance of making normal yields. We have found that for each inch we're shy of moisture here in the eastern third of the state during this October through April period, and coupled with normal precipitation through the growing season, we typically see about a 2.5% reduction per each inch deficit that we accumulate in our corn yields. Right now, we're running deficits from October 1st in most of the state outside of the extreme southeastern Nebraska of around 2 to 2.5 inches. So right now, we're looking at about a 5% reduction, which is normal precipitation from this point all the way through the remainder of the 2013 growing season. So in order to make up these deficits, we're going to have to see a very wet spring. And unfortunately, when you deal with a very wet spring, of course, planting delay issues become primary concern, and then whether or not you followed up with significant moisture during the early portion of the growing season, particularly that May through the mid-June period. And if we look at some of the droughts that we've experienced since 2000, particularly 2000, 2002, and 2006, the one thing that saved us the following growing seasons was a very wet spring and a very wet early part of the growing season. Substantial enough moisture fell during those periods to undo the dryness issues that started to materialize during the second half of the summer. So that's going to be our first important criteria. Secondly, because we've accumulated such a significant deficit, irregardless of the amount of moisture we receive here over the next few months, there's a very high probability that we're going to carry a hydrological drought through the entire growing season because these deficits need to be made up. And of course, groundwater tables have dropped significantly. Our stream flows are hurting very bad, and we haven't even dealt with the issue of the snowpack in the central Rockies that really feeds the reservoirs on the Platte River system, which have dropped dramatically in this last 12 months from near full capacity to about an average of 50% of capacity. And so without the lack of substantial snow cover over the central Rockies, that would increase our likelihood of the drought re-intensifying as we get into the heart of next year's growing season.
Nebraska climatologist Al Dutcher, Managing for Profit, was brought to you by American Family Insurance. Find out more at amfam.com. Ken Anderson on Brownfield, Ag News for America.